This time, we'll have our scripture reading. Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Micah, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. We'll first read this together in unison, first in English, then in Cantonese. Let's read God's word. Micah chapter 5, verse 1. Mobilize, marshal your troops. The enemy is laying siege to Jerusalem. They will strike Israel's leader in the face with a rod. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, are only a small village among all the people of Judah. Yet a ruler of Israel, whose origins are in the distant past, will come from you on my behalf. The people of Israel will be abandoned to their enemies until the woman in labor gives birth. Then at last, his fellow countrymen will return from exile to their own land. And he will stand to lead his flock with the Lord's strength, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. Then his people will live there undisturbed, for he will be highly honored around the world. And he will be the source of peace. When the Assyrians invade our land and break through our defenses, we will appoint 7 rulers to watch over us, 8 princes to lead us. They will rule Assyria with drawn swords and enter the gates of the land of Nimrod. He will rescue us from the Assyrians when they pour over the borders to invade our land.
尼加書第5章,我們第一節一提到,城管的民啊,現在你要聚集成隊,因為仇敵圍攻我們,要用杖擊打以色列審判者的臉。伯利恆,以法他,你在猶太書城中為小,將來必有一位從你那裡出來。 在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源同亘古同太初就有律例。耶和华必将以色列人交付敌人，等到那生产的妇人生下子来，那时掌权者其余的弟兄必归到以色列人那里。他必起来。 依靠耶和华的大能并耶和华他神之名的威严，牧养他的羊群，他们要安然居住，因为他必日渐壮大，直到地极。5。舍韦必做我们的平安。当亚述人进入我们的地境，践踏宫殿的时候，我们就立起7个牧者、8个首领攻击他。 他们必用刀剑毁坏亚述地和邻六地的关口。亚述人进入我们的地践踏的时候，他必拯救我们。God
bless the readers of His word.
就祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。The
title of Reverend Wilson Chang's message, "The King of Kings."
题目之今日佢讲嘅题目系万王之王。
The children may be dismissed for children's worship.
Jesus is not just the ancient king of Israel, who Israel and all rejected and crucified in his early 30s.
耶穌基督不單止是一個古代的君王，為到他的子民被釘死、犧牲。
As this prophecy alludes to, he's the future king of kings.
他是將來的萬王之王。
You know, we're told something amazing here in this passage.
在這段經文裡面講一件事給我們聽。
The prophetic passage initially in verse 1, as we've just read, talks about the problems Israel will have with their enemies, the Assyrians and then the Babylonians.
其實在第一節裏面講到話，佢將來會遇到一啲嘅問題，會同呢個嘅巴比倫同埋其他嘅民族一啲嘅敵對。
We know from the Bible and from history, Assyria scattered and nearly extinguished the 10 northern tribes.
我知道亞述曾經將呢個北方嘅十個族去滅絕，去將佢掳走。
We're also told by historians as well as the scriptures that Sennacherib, his blockade occurred around 701 BC.
咁喺呢個嘅公元前701年，係將呢個嘅城市重重嘅圍困。
So when you read, as we just read in these brief six verses, that Israel's leader, Hezekiah, is going to be struck devastatingly on the cheek with a rod, it's referring to the past as well as the future.
咁你講到話呢個王去被呢個嘅刺死，唔單止係講過去，亦都講將來嘅事。
You see, Hezekiah, that former king of Israel, would be humiliated.
佢話呢個希西家王，佢有一日會被人哋去侮辱。
The Assyrians, again, equating them to perhaps a powerful nation today, like the United States or Russia, the Assyrians are coming to do Israel in.
咁好似呢個古代嘅亞述，就等於好似今日嘅美國或者俄國，會去將呢個嘅以色列去重重嘅圍困。
You see, they're going to bulldoze Israel.
佢會將成個國家係夷平。
And so Israel, including its leaders, will be crushed and shamed.
咁呢個以色列就會被人哋去壓碎，被人哋去羞辱。
And this is a prophetic message to them, and this did occur, as I had mentioned, in around 722 BC.
咁就係呢個公元後嘅722年發生咗啦。
Not only did the Assyrians afflict Israel, but also the Babylonians later in 586 BC.
咁唔單止之前有呢個亞述，之後有呢個巴比倫，亦都去夷平咗、擊敗咗佢哋。
And those of you who are familiar with the prophets in the Old Testament, you know what happened. The Babylonians captured Jerusalem and the southern lands of Israel.
咁呢個巴比倫將呢個耶路撒冷去佔領，亦都係佔領咗成個以色列嘅南部。
And they tried to annihilate Israel, assimilating their leaders into the Babylonian culture.
而呢個巴比倫嘅方法，佢哋好簡單，佢想將呢個以色列人去同化咗佢。
Okay, so with that setting in place here, as we look at Micah chapter 5, Micah, the prophet of God, says, don't worry.
咁呢個就係呢個當時嘅歷史背景，而我今日睇嘅彌迦書，佢又講到第一句說話，就話神話你唔需要去擔心。
Yes, this is going to happen, and Israel is going to be shamed. The leader of Israel is going to be shamed. But at some point, a ruler in Israel will rise up.
他說這些事會發生，以色列將來會被人去羞辱，但是會有一個領袖會在當中去冒起。
He will deliver us.
他說這個領袖會去拯救我們。
Now, of course, put yourselves in the shoes of people who were hearing this message back then.
咁你諗翻下，如果你將你自己代入係喺當時嘅一個人，聽到一個咁嘅信息，
what would be your first impression as you heard this message?
咁你諗下，如果你當時喺咁嘅環境聽到咁嘅説話，你會有咩反應呢？
Well, this ruler in Israel, this descendant of David, is going to rise up in Bethlehem, as verse 2 says.
會唔會係真係好似第二節所講，大衛會一個後人會喺耶路撒冷去冒起呢？
And he's going to become king, and he's going to make Israel a strong political entity.
佢會覺得呢個人會冒起，將以色列成為當時喺政治呢個局勢裏邊一個嘅強國。
You're not reading the text if you think that.
如果你咁諗嘅時候，你冇真正睇清楚經文講咩嘢。
The text does not say that.
因為經文佢唔係咁樣話。
As Noah, if you don't mind, go back to verse 4. As verse 4 says, I guess I'll read the New Living Translation, and I'll read another translation right after that. And he will stand to lead his flock with the Lord's strength, in the majesty of the name of the Lord, his God. Then his people will live there undisturbed, for he will be highly honored around the world.
他们说他必起来依靠耶和华的大能并耶和华他神之名的威严牧养他的羊群他们要安然居住因为他必日见尊大直到地极。Let
me just read it in another translation, since some of you don't have the New Living. And this is from, I think, the NIV. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and goes on, the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel.
牧师所讲的读过另一个版本，亦都讲到就话佢哋会安然居住，去到尾佢嘅弟兄会翻翻嚟同佢哋一齐。
See, what Micah is trying to say is verse 1 of this prophecy came about. We know that.
第一节就讲到这个先知所讲的说话。
Assyria had ravished Israel, the country.
这个以色列被人去打败了。
And though God had miraculously saved the city, Jerusalem faced the bleak prospects. Now, leaders been disposed. And the leaders coming are very ineffective leadership.
咁佢讲到就话嗰啲神去拯救嗰啲嘅愚民，佢哋所遇到嘅一啲嘅领袖都系非常之系冇用嘅。If
you're familiar with the entire book of Micah, you know in chapter 4 that Micah promised a future time of strength, of glory in the revived kingship.
咁我如果睇过弥迦书嘅第四章，佢都讲到话将来末后会有呢个嘅一啲好好嘅事会发生。
And later in chapter 5, in verse 10, again we only read verses 5, 1 to 6, but in verse 10, he called the people to look forward to that day to come, a revived kingship.
咁喺第五章第十节，佢话到，佢话那日神会剪除马匹，毁坏呢个车辆，亦都引可以去以色列人去重复呢个光荣。
But the question is where? Where should they look for this new day of hope? Where?
咁但系个问题就话，究竟佢哋喺边一度去寻求佢哋嘅盼望呢？
Well, if you look again, in understanding the Bible, you need to take context into consideration and also the context of the entire Bible.
我唔单止睇呢本书嘅背景，亦要睇晒成本圣经所讲嘅历史背景。
That's why Christians ought to read your Bible, because in order to understand parts of it, you need to know the entire message of it.
基督徒要知道认识你自己手上面有本圣经。
Because context is so important in understanding correctly the Bible.
你要明白呢个圣经，你要明白究竟个经文讲乜嘢嘢，个背景讲咩嘢。
So we know from Amos chapter 9 that Amos talks about the fact that when this king, this descendant of David, is born in Bethlehem, in the end it's going to be a what? Universal kingdom.
佢呢个阿摩斯书里居然讲到话，呢个神佢要掌管嘅系整个宇宙嘅呢一个嘅世界。Right,
Israel was not a universal kingdom. It's only the people of Israel.
以色列只系俾以色列人嘅一个嘅王国，唔系一个整个世界嘅一个国度。Amos
9 is referring to a universal kingdom. There will be people from every tribe, every tongue.
这个角度是来自世界上面的各方各民。
So obviously it's not just talking about a political entity.
所以这个弥迦所讲的不是一个政治，一个政局要成立的一个政权。
And the good news for us, those who believe, is God's multi-ethnic kingdom is going to get rid of evil, sin, and death.
咁神呢个嘅多种族多元化呢个角度，系要将呢个嘅邪恶，将呢个嘅世界唔好嘅嘢去攞走。I
know many of you have been victims of injustices. This universal kingdom is going to get rid of all injustice and poverty.
佢将好多时候，可能你同我都会经历过呢个嘅唔公义，咁呢个新嘅角度会将呢一啲去攞走。
Everything that's wrong with the world is going to be made right.
这个世界上面的错会纠正过来。
But the question again for us is why? How? How's that going to happen?
我要问为什么，亦都问呢件事会点样样嘅发生。
And the Bible clearly tells us the answer, and Christians know the answer. The answer is the true King has come. He has come.
好简单，对基督徒嚟讲就话呢个真正嘅王已经嚟咗啦。
And that is good news.
呢个就你对我嚟讲一个好嘅信息。
Now, if you could hit slide 2, and slide 3 is the Chinese or the Chinese version of Psalm 96, 11 to 13. When God's royal ruling presence comes back to earth, the trees, you know the beautiful trees you see outside? They're going to sing, it says in Psalm 96. They're going to sway with joy.
咁喺呢个第十一、十二节，佢咁讲，佢愿天欢喜，愿地快乐，愿海和其中所充满的澎湃，愿田和其中所有的欢乐，也是林中的原木，都要在耶和华面前欢呼。
Did you see that in verse 12? Let the fields and their crops burst out with joy. And then it follows, let the trees of the forest sing for joy.
咁第十二節佢話願田和其中所有的都歡樂，那是林中的原木都要在耶和華面前歡呼。
Noah, if you could hit the other slide, has a Chinese on there. Well, you might say, isn't that just symbolic?
佢話會唔會只係一個嘅表象，會係一個嘅文學上嘅意思嚟呢？
Come on, this is the Advent season, right? Christmas is miraculous, right?
咁會唔會話呢個聖誕節，好多聖誕節嘅時候都好多奇蹟嘅出現？
You don't think the incarnation is miraculous? God wrapped in human flesh, a remarkable historical event that happened?
你係咪真係相信神嘅道成肉身係你知唔知喺歷史上面係曾經發生過嘅呢？
You see, there's a physical realm, yes. That we see, we're here in the physical realm, but there's a spiritual realm as well. You are made body and soul, according to the scriptures, intertwined.
我哋有呢個屬世嘅世界，亦都有呢個屬靈嘅世界喺度。
In other words, you can't separate them.
我哋唔可以將兩個世界去分開。Body
and soul, right?
呢個有身體，亦都有靈魂。God's
Son did come.
神嘅兒子嚟到。He
came as a helpless infant. To go from cradle to cross.
由呢個嘅嚟到呢世界上邊，由呢個嬰孩，由呢個搖籃上邊走上一個嘅十字架。
Or to put it another way, the blood is real at birth and at death.
佢出生嘅時候嘅流血，到佢死嘅時候流嘅血都係真嘅。
Let me try to bring this home to you. When a fish is out lying on the ground, right? When a fish, you know, let's say, jumps out of the water, flying on the ground, it's gasping for life, right?
當你捉咗一條魚，將條魚擺喺個地嘅時候，個魚唔停咁想去吸氣、唞氣，想去求存。Hey,
you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know this. Why? Why is the fish on the ground gasping for life?
點解條魚喺個地下嘅時候，唔停想去吸氣、唞氣，想求生呢？
It's meant to be in the water.
因為魚本來係喺水裏邊游。
Wow, put that fish in the water. See how powerful it swims, how fast it is. You can't catch that fish.
當條魚落翻水嘅時候，魚得水，走得好快。
Because it's meant to be in the water.
因為魚係要喺水裏邊。
Right? It's happy, it's powerful in the water.
因為唯有喺水嘅時候，魚只係有呢個嘅能力，只係佢本來應該嘅地方。
But out on the land, fish is nothing. It's gasping for life.
擺喺地下嘅時候，條魚乜嘢嘅作用都冇，只係奮力嘅吸氣呼氣去求生。
How about a seed? An acorn from an oak tree. If it's sitting in a parking lot on a blacktop or on your windowsill, it's useless.
如果呢個嘅橡樹嘅呢個核擺咗喺呢個地下，擺喺你嘅車上面嘅時候，有咩作用呢？咩作用都冇。
Eventually it's going to rot, right?
慢慢即係腐爛。
Nothing will happen. Why?
點解佢會慢慢嘅腐爛呢？
Because that little acorn is meant to be put into the ground. And wow, when it's in the ground and there's sun and there's water, it's a forest coming.
咁但係你嘅方面，一個橡樹嘅核啊，喺呢個泥土裏邊啊，會慢慢經過陽光、雨水啊，去成長出嚟。
It's just like the fish.
同魚一樣。
Water. When you put that acorn into the ground, wow! Look what happens.
當條魚放喺水裏邊，正如呢個橡樹嘅核喺呢個泥土裏邊一樣。
But on the windowsill, or in the, on the blacktop in the parking lot, it doesn't realize. Its potential.
但如果喺呢個地下，喺呢個嘅車面嘅擋風玻璃，又唔能夠將呢個橡樹嘅核，將佢嘅能力，將佢本來有嘅發揮出嚟。You
see, creation is tarnished by us, by our sin.
我哋嘅罪將呢個嘅世界嘅創造去毀壞咗。That's
why this, you don't see the trees singing now.
所以今日我哋唔會再見到呢個樹木去歡呼。
They can't realize their potential because it's been tarnished by us.
因為呢一切都俾我哋去毀壞咗。
Because the curse of our wrongdoing against our maker and creator and sustainer has hindered everything.
因為我哋所做錯嘅事阻礙到呢個萬物嘅成長發生。
And that's why you and I get old, decrepit, return to dust.
所以你同我都會有一日衰老，歸去呢個塵土。
It's not supposed to be that way.
但我本來被造嘅時候，我哋係唔應該咁樣。
Things have to be made right to function as they were meant to be.
所以一切嘅嘢係要糾正過嚟，穩翻佢本來嘅目的。
Don't you want to be part of that?
你想唔想去成為呢個嘅糾正嘅世界嘅一部分？
Don't you want to see creation as it was meant to be?
你想唔想見到究竟本來被造嘅時候，呢個世界係點樣樣嘅咧？
A deliverer has come to redeem, restore, renew.
呢個救贖者已經嚟到，佢已經係可以將一切重複翻以前咁樣樣。
That's why you ought to be telling your friends about the gospel.
所以你同我都應該將呢個福音同你嘅朋友去分享。
Because if the secular people are right, and if we're here by accident, there's no meaning. There's no meaning in life. There's no purpose for you to live.
如果呢個世界同你講你啱嘅時候，咁其實我哋嘅存在冇咩嘅目的喺度。
You might feel love is better than hate.
可能你曾經感受過愛，好過咧俾人哋去討厭。
You may feel love is good and hate is bad.
可能你會知道愛係好，憎惡係唔好。
But
但係
if we came here by accident.
如果一切都係意外。 啱啱剛剛發生嘅時候，
and those things are just hardwired into you.
咁呢啲嘢好似夾硬係逼成出嚟嘅時候，
you know, it's by blind process of natural selection that that happened.
如果真係呢個嘅呢個係做呢個嘅
natural selection evolution.
呢個係what do you call that? 進化係異性嘅時候。
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
It's just an illusion, right? It's just how you feel.
咁一切對你嚟講，只係嗰一刻鏡花水月一樣。
Because you're just hardwired to do that.
因為我哋好似夾硬俾人哋話俾我哋聽，呢一切係咁樣樣發生出嚟。
Right? If you're hardwired to do that, you can't help it.
因為啲嘢係我哋唔可以控制，唔可以睇到嘅。
And according to the world, eventually the earth is going to die in an inferno because the sun's going to burn us up.
咁去到尾係一切都會係毀壞下個太陽，最後將一切嘢係消融咗。
And you know what's sad? Nobody then, no one is ever going to remember anything you did that's good or bad.
咁去到尾冇人會記得你曾經存在過做嘅嘢係好，亦或係唔好。
Do you understand the implications if you don't embrace the living God? If you weren't created by God, your life is meaningless. It's meaningless.
咁如果你唔係被神所造嘅時候，我哋嘅生命其實根本係冇意義。
But
但是,
if you are created by someone,
但是如果是被人所做的时候,
then you were created for someone.
咁你係為呢個被造嘅人而去活。
If you believe the Bible, and I certainly do, if you were created by God, you were created for God.
如果你被神所造的时候，你嘅存在系为神而去存在。
If you were created by the King of Kings, you were created to serve the King of Kings.
如果你被呢个万王之王所去创造嘅时候，你服侍嘅就系呢个万王之王。
Do you understand that?
你明唔明白咧？
You and I were created not to be our own lords, not to be our own saviors.
你同我被造嘅时候，我唔系我自己嘅主人。
You and I are not to call the shots.
你同我唔系要决定一切嘅嘢。
We were made to make God our king.
你同我就系话要将神当翻佢系一个神。
That means we have to do what he says to do.
所以你同我应该做佢所叫你做嘅嘢。
And until you submit to the true king in life and to be true to your original nature, you're like a fish on dry ground without water.
除非我哋翻翻去神嗰度嘅时候，如果唔系你同我都好似系离开咗水喺陆地上边嘅一条鱼。
You're like that acorn that fell off your oak tree that's on the blacktop on the pavement.
就好似呢个橡树嘅核子喺你嘅挡风玻璃喺地下一样。
You see, you were meant to submit your life because you were made for the king.
因为你同我被造系为呢个嘅万王之王被造嘅时候，所以你同我都应该将自己降服喺神嘅面前。
You know, Psalm 96 is again a lot of people's favorite psalm, and the trees, as you've got a little glimpse of, you know, they're royal, they're absolute, they're complete. They were ruling in the presence of God in the new heavens and new earth in Psalm 96, as it's alluding to.
咁好多人好鍾意詩篇第96篇，又講到呢個萬物都去向耶和華唱新歌，向歌頌神嘅名，去敬畏神。
So they're going to be singing praises to God and swaying, dancing.
咁樹木唔單止喺度歌唱，亦都喺度跳舞。
Because the trees, even though they're beautiful now, are just a shadow because of the tarnish of sin. A shadow of what they're supposed to be.
我今日見到個樹木可能好靚，但其實只係呢個將來本來呢個萬物被造嘅一個嘅影。
So let me ask you.
讓我問你一個問題。
If the trees are going to sing and sway, how about you, made in the image of God, restored and renewed? What are you going to be able to do?
如果你諗下樹木都可以去歡呼歌唱嘅時候，咁你作為一個按住神所形象所做嘅人，你可以為神去做到啲咩嘢出嚟咧？
There are four things you can do now to make Jesus the true Lord of your life, the true King of your life. Four things. Four brief things.
有四樣嘢你可以做，將神變為你嘅神。
And I implore you, you must do these before it's too late, before the Lord comes back. It's too late when the Lord comes back.
在主再来之前，我希望你可以做到呢四样嘅嘢。
Four simple things. First, you must believe in His death.
第一样，believe in His death. 第一样就话你要信神嘅死。
If you want to place yourself under the lordship of Jesus Christ, you have to believe in His death.
如果你话你要相信神系你嘅主嘅时候，第一件事你做嘅，你要相信佢为到你去死。
Because Micah in verse 4 says He's a king.
佢话佢系你嘅王。
No, if you don't mind if you can hit back to slide 4, verse 4. He shall stand, it says in verse 4. And what? Stand and what? Shepherd his flock.
佢话他必起来，佢亦都会牧养他的羊群。
Do you see what verse 4 says? He's a shepherd king.
他是一个好牧人。
Shepherds are in charge of the sheep pen, right?
这个牧羊人去管理他的羊群。
It's not a democracy. It's not a democracy.
不是一个民主。
The sheep don't all get one vote.
羊会每人一人一票。
What the shepherd says goes in the sheep pen.
我哋揀去唔去啊？翻翻去個羊欄。
The shepherd's in charge of the sheep pen.
係呢個嘅牧羊人去管理呢啲嘅羊群。
And Jesus is the good shepherd because he lays down his life for the sheep.
耶穌係一個好牧人，因為佢為到佢羊去犧牲。
Right, to use the analogy, he protects them from the thieves and the wild animals, right? From the Satan, right?
牧羊人去从这个坏人，从这个狼去保护他羊群，正如耶稣基督从这个撒旦里边去保护我哋。
Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. You need him.
耶稣基督是一个好牧人。
And if you submit to God as Lord and Savior of your life, you can't just think about his power. You won't be able to submit if you just think about his power.
如果你去信耶稣基督嘅时候，你唔单止净系谂下耶稣基督嘅能力有几大。
You know, it's not like, you know, you're in school and you got to submit to this bully because he's bigger.
可能你学校嘅时候有一个大教衰，你好惊佢，怕咗佢。
Right, your analogy is I don't want to get pummeled, right, by the bully.
哇，呢个人好大份，唔想俾佢咧撞埋一边。
That never works, right? Because once the, you know, bully's not looking, you're out of there, right?
冇嗰个人望你一眼，你即刻咁啊，鼠咗去啦。
So you have to grasp his sacrificial love for you.
所以你要去明白，去揸住佢为你呢个牺牲嘅呢个嘅死。
That's the key, because the sacrificial love disarms you.
因为呢个嘅牺牲嘅死，其实只要去帮助你。
Makes you put down your weapon.
去放低你嘅武器。
You know that defensive weapon that you have.
你唔再需要为你自己去捍卫你自己任何嘅一样嘢。
And when you start tasting and seeing his sacrificial love, you know what happens?
当你真系明白去咀嚼过神呢个牺牲嘅死嘅时候，
you start to say to yourself, why wouldn't I trust somebody who has done this for me?
点解我以前唔会去信一个可以咁样样为我牺牲嘅人呢？
See, until you believe about his sacrificial love, until you look at that and embrace that and understand his death and be moved by it, he's not going to be your king.
除非你愿意，你俾佢呢一啲呢个嘅牺牲嘅爱、牺牲嘅死去。 触摸你嘅心灵嘅时候，若你唔可以将自己降服喺佢前面，
because ask any devoted Christian, they said he deserves to be my Lord, he deserves to be my King.
对于任何一个真系信主嘅基督徒，佢都话佢系值得做我嘅主，做我嘅王。
Second simple thing you need to do is obey his word.
第二样嘢好简单，就话听从佢嘅说话。
And Jesus might be your example today. He might be your inspiration today. He might be a lot of things for you today.
对于你今日来讲，耶稣基督可能是一个对你来讲是一个鼓舞你的人。耶稣基督可以是对你来讲是有好多不同的意义。
But obviously, if he's king, you've made a commitment to him to follow him, right?
但当你话你去委身，你去跟随他的时候，
and obviously that means whatever he says in his word, you're going to do.
但是不是他讲的每一样东西，你都会去跟随他的呢？
See, whether you like it or not, he's the king and you will do it.
是不是因为他是个王的时候，他叫你做的每一样东西，你都会跟着去做呢？
See, if you've made a commitment to follow him and he's the king and you're not, obviously you got to obey.
既然他是个王，他讲了说话的时候，你是不是会去跟着去听他的说话这么做呢？
But if you find yourself picking and choosing, I'll obey this and this, but you know, this part of it I don't like, I don't understand, I don't like, he's not your king. He's not your king.
如果你可以有选择，你喜欢听乜嘢，喜欢唔听嘅时候，咁佢根本都唔系你一个王。
In fact, if you pick and choose what you want to believe and what you don't want to believe, you're the king.
咁其实话，如果你只可以有得拣，有权去选择听或者唔听嘅时候，其实你只系嗰个嘅王。
Now, what would you say if one of your small children says, you know, let's say they're 6 and you're 40. Hey, Dad, I'll obey you. But you have to explain this to me. Like a 6-year-old would say that, right?
一个6岁嘅细路哥会唔会同一个40岁嘅爸爸话：啊，我要拣下谂下，你解释下俾我听，我只会听你话。
Okay, I'm not talking about a teen or young adult, right? That's a little different. I'm talking about a six-year-old, like a small child, right? If the small child says, "Dad, it got to make sense to me, you know? I have to see the reason why before I do it."
咁你諗下，六歲嘅細路哥同你講：啊，爹哋媽咪，你同我解釋下點解要咁做嚇。
That's not obedience.
呢個唔係一個嘅順從。
That's agreement.
呢個係一個嘅妥協。
And again, in the illustration, obviously, a 40-year-old adult should have more sense, should have more wisdom about life than a six-year-old child.
一個四十歲嘅成年人應該比一個六歲嘅細路哥嚇更加明白。
If the child just obeys you because it makes sense to him or her, you know what's going to happen to that child? That child's going to be dead soon. It's going to be dead. He or she's going to be dead.
一个六岁的细路哥，如果样样嘢都要你去解释、明白，只可以听你话嘅时候，那个细路哥嘅将来都好令人担心。
See, if you obey me, even though you don't agree or understand everything I say, then who has the authority?
咁邊一個自有最終嘅權威咧
？You're the king then。
咁你只係嗰一個嘅王。
But if you only do what I say, if it makes sense to you, you have the authority。
如果你話要樣樣嘢你聽得明嚇，你解釋得你滿意，你只去聽話嘅時候，你只係最終嘅嗰一個王。
Here are the last two steps。
最後嘅兩樣嘢。
I'll take them together. Stop worrying. Start expecting.
另外的兩件事就是，第一，你不需要再去擔心，另一件事就是，你要開始帶著你的期待的心。
What would worry have to do with submitting to God or the Lordship of Jesus Christ?
聽神話和擔心有什麼關係呢？
It's got everything to do with it.
其實樣樣東西都有關係。
Martin Luther,
馬丁路德這麼說，
the great Protestant reformer, I better make that clear because I remember one sermon several years ago, I said Martin Luther, and I was quoting Martin Luther, and then somebody thought I was quoting Martin Luther King Jr.
我講清楚係呢個十六世紀、十五世紀嘅馬丁路德啊，唔係二十世紀嘅馬丁路德金博士。
No, Martin Luther, the ancient Protestant reformer, had a friend named Philip Melanchthon.
咁呢個馬丁路德呢個嘅宗教改革者有個朋友叫做 Philip。
And again, this is recorded in Martin Luther's books. Philip Melanchthon was a worrier, a worrier.
咁呢個 Philip 呢一個人嚇，佢好多事嚇，佢要擔心，佢係一個好憂心嘅一個人。
Philip was always anxious.
佢成日都好緊張。
And when Martin Luther would see Philip Melanchthon, his friend, worried, he'd come over, put his arm around him. You know what he would say to Philip?
他每一次馬丁路德見到他的朋友很擔心的時候，他會走過去攬住他。
It's a let Philip cease to rule the world.
他說讓 Philip 你不去掌管，去管理這個世界。
Right, think about that.
你想想這句話。
Do you know what worry is?
什麼叫做擔心呢？
It's basically saying, I know better. I know better, God.I know better.
其實擔心就話啊，神啊，其實我比你更加清楚嚇，有咩事會發生。
I know how my life ought to be. I know how history ought to work. I know how the universe ought to be.
我知道其實呢個世界會係點樣樣，我知道其實我將來應該會係點嘅樣。
I know better what has to happen.
其實好清楚知道有乜事係應該會發生。
And I don't think God that you can get it right。
我唔覺得神你會做得啱。
That's worry。
呢個就係擔心。
And in contrast, if Jesus is your Savior and Lord, you must say, "You're the King. You're wiser."I'm only a six-year-old by comparison. You're the King of Kings.It would be smart for me to submit.
但相反嚟講，如果你信一個係神嘅時候，就好似一個六歲嘅細路哥話：你係萬王之王，你應該好清楚知道將來點樣樣。我應該只係做嘅係跟隨你。
I've got to qualify that illustration because obviously the gap between a 40-year-old and a 6-year-old is far too less than the infinite gap of the wisdom of the infinite God, maker of sustainer of everything, and me, a human being.
咁當然一個六歲嘅哥同一個四十歲嘅人，佢之間嗰個嘅差距唔可以同我哋有限嘅人同呢個無限嘅神去比較。
Stop worrying，
唔需要去擔心。
Start expecting，
而開始去期待一啲嘅事發生。
Do you have things in your life you've given up on？
你有冇一啲嘢係你其實放棄咗嘅咧
？If you like me， I say that， things never change。
你話啊，好似樣樣嘢都唔會變嘅啦。
Right， I can't be more disciplined。
我唔可以更加啊有呢個嘅啊啊。
I can't curb my bad habits。
我唔可以改我啲唔好嘅習慣。
Do you have people in your life that you say, oh, what's the use？ They're always going to be like that。They'll never change。
有冇一啲人喺你嘅生命裏邊，你覺得啊，佢呢一世都唔會變嘅啦？
Our sins against God, against others, you know what they do? They fuel our anxieties.
其實喺我哋好多時候啊，呢一啲嘅事，好似呢個嘅啊火咁樣樣，好似啊呢個油倒落火咁樣一樣，令佢更加嘅燃燒。
You know what happens? We get anxious, we get entangled, we lose hope.
好多時候我哋會令我哋更加嘅擔心啊，更加嘅好似係俾好多事物去纏繞我哋一樣。
We give up，
去放棄
on the community of God，
係放棄咗與神嘅相交。
We say to ourselves， not going to change。
哦，佢係咁噶啦，唔會變噶啦。
If you're thinking that today， let me lovingly ask you。Do you know what Christmas is about？
如果你係咁樣諗嘅時候，讓我問翻你一個問題，就話究竟聖誕節係咩嘢嚟嘅咧
？Just think about the Christmas story. Gabriel, the angel, comes and says to Mary, "You will be with child."
當你想像下呢個嘅加百列嚟到瑪利亞嘅面前，同佢講你會將會懷孕。
Mary, you're a virgin, but you will conceive.
佢話：你係一個嘅童女，但你會好快會懷孕。
Again, summarizing, Mary says, "How can that be?"
瑪利亞話：咁嘅事點會發生咧
？And Gabriel says again, summarizing, "This is God we're talking about." Mary, this is God.
呢個係神嘅事。
Start expecting God. Nothing's impossible with God.
这个就是我们要学的，就是期待，因为是我们的神是无所不能。
Let me take that a little further. Don't insult God. Don't insult God with your low expectations.
不要因为你自己的、期望很低的时候去侮辱了我们一个无所不能的神。
With what he can do with you in your life.
是神其实可以在你身上造成很大的事。
Again, if you have low expectations, you're not treating him as king.
当你的期望很低的时候，你没有当着我们的神是你的王。
Because if you're treating him as king, you're going to expect great things.
因为如果你当是一个神的时候，他可以为你成就很大的事。
And then all the other three things are going to follow. You're going to stop your worry. You're going to obey his word. You're going to believe in his death.
咁你唔再需要有好多嘅担心，你要学识去跟随神，去跟随佢。
And
You're
going to rejoice that he's risen.
你亦都会为到佢死而复生，你会系啊好兴奋。
Just let me give you a couple stories, to true stories. To again, there's so many stories, and you can pick your own. You can probably you know people probably who have lived the story.
俾两个嘅例子你。
But in 1918, Cameron Townsend sold Spanish Bibles in Guatemala.
咁喺1918年，有一個人叫做Thompson， 佢係專嚟將西班牙嘅聖經喺危地馬拉嗰度賣出嚟。
Get Townsend，it's not Thompson，Townsend，right？ T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D。
叫做 Thompson。
And one man who did not read Spanish asked Cameron Townsend. He asked him, "If your God is so great, why can't he speak my language?"
咁佢問咗個問題，話啊，你俾本西班牙聖經我，點解你個神如果咁叻嘅時候，佢唔係應該係識多種語言嘅咩
？And from that single question, you know what happened? the Wycliffe Bible Translators, that mission organization that exists today, started. It started.
就係因為呢一個咁簡單嘅問題，我哋今日有一個叫做 Wycliffe 嘅一個嘅聖經啊專利嘅一個嘅機構，專利從事將聖經翻譯成為種世界每一種嘅語言。
To this very day，
直至到今日都仍然存在。
That mission organization Wycliffe Bible Translators is seeking to continue Townsend's work。
佢呢個嘅機構就想將湯信嘅佢嘅心目中要做嘅事，繼續嘅去達成。
They translate the Bible in every language possible。
係將佢翻譯，將聖經翻譯成你可以想像嘅世界上邊每一種嘅語言。
Give you another one, George Muller, very famous, British person. He, prior to his conversion, lived a life of immorality, drunkenness, deception.
咁有另一個人叫 Muller， 佢呢個人佢未信主之前啊，佢啊飲酒，過住好糜爛嘅生活。
And one evening he was invited to a neighbor's home, and they're having small group meeting. They're singing, they're praying, reading scripture, and reading a sermon.
咁有一晚去到一個嘅鄰居屋企啊，呢一家佢哋一齊去唱歌、去祈禱、一齊睇聖經，甚至去聽呢個講道。
And even though thatMeetings very ordinary, mundane, amongst Christians, insignificant in many ways. It marked the beginning of George Muller's new life.
咁雖然當時呢個嘅小組嘅查經嚇好平常嚇好平淡，但就因為咁令到呢個人開始咗一個新嘅生活。
Because as George Muller writes himself, I came to know the Christ there.
又係因為喺呢嗰一度，呢個人佢信咗耶穌。
And you know what George Muller's famous for？
佢最出名嘅係咩嘢咧
？This former womanizer, former drunk, he started an orphanage in Bristol, England, ministered to thousands of homeless children. Thousands of homeless children are helped by George Muller。
呢個過去啊，去飲醉酒嚇，過住糜爛生活嘅人嚇，因為佢開始咗好多好多嘅孤兒院。
Don't underestimate what God can do with you。
所以唔好去睇小咗神今日可以喺你身上做到啲咩出嚟。
And of course, there's Jesus in a stable, unheralded, unrecognized.
咁你諗下，耶穌基督喺呢個嘅馬槽裏邊嚇，幾乎係唔俾人去認識、去想像到將來會做到啲咩嘢。
You know that morning after Jesus is born, life resumed as normal in Bethlehem.
喺耶穌出生之後嘅下一日嚇，好似世界如常咁樣運作。
Just one more birth, as if nothing else happened.
嚇，好似只係人類裏邊多咗一個人一樣。
But the baby.That was born in that auspicious place.
但呢一個係一個咁唔起眼嘅地方所出生嘅呢一個嘅嬰孩。
Beginning without end, as the Savior came.
就成為咗我哋呢個嘅救世主嘅君王。
You know, I was trying to think to myself as I was trying to end the sermon in my study. You know, very few people.Are born king. You ever think about that? You know, I mean, I know we don't have royalty in this country, but think of Britain, for example. You know, people born as Prince of Wales, they're born as Prince of Wales, not King of Wales, right?
冇世界上面其實唔係好多人嚇一出世就係一個君王嚇，就算好似英國嚇有呢個皇室嚇，你出世嚇佢只係呢個威爾斯親王嚇，唔係呢個嘅皇帝。
Right? What does the Prince of Wales have to do? Right? He has to wait.A number of years, right? Until his father dies, right?
咁呢個嘅菲爾斯親王嚇，要等等到佢個爸爸死咗啦，至可以做皇帝。
And what does Britain do, right? They manufacture him as a king, then, right?
咁呢個嘅英國好似製造佢做一個嘅皇帝。
They do little silly things, you know, put a crown on his head, you know, a robe on him, you know, he's not born a king.
咁佢嘅出世嘅時候，出生嘅時候唔係一個嘅君王。
I don't remember anyone.Born a king, except Jesus.
咁世界上面有幾多個人好似耶穌咁一出生就一個君王呢
？And there's an emphatic meaning in that Charles Wesley song that we're going to sing, Come Thou Long-Expected Jesus, and the line goes like this, Born thy people to deliver, born a child, yet a king.
我们应该会唱到一首歌，是这个嘅啊，卫斯理查理所写嘅一首歌，讲到一个人去嚟到吓，去作为呢个君王。
But of course, you know the story. If you're a Christian, he came into his own, John 1:11, and his own received him not.
咁佢嚟到呢个世界上边，究竟会唔会被人所接纳咧？
Right? Israel didn't embrace him as their ruler.
以色列冇接受到佢作为一个嘅君王。
Jesus was despised, rejected by all.
耶稣基督俾佢自己里边嘅人去拒绝。
He came to rule, but not over a political kingdom.
他来到去统治，但不是统治一个有政权的政府。
He is ruler of Israel, the people of God, by spiritual renewal.
是一个属灵上面的一个统治。
And those who refuse to come under his sovereign lordship are not Israel. They're not Israel, spiritually speaking.
那些不是以色列的人。
Jesus is king. Overall, he renews all things.
耶稣基督来到去令一切去更新。
Yet he doesn't twist your arm.
他没有说逼你要去信他。
He doesn't force you or me to come and believe or follow.
不是去强逼你要去跟随他，去相信他。
You see, Micah shows us, like just so many other parts of the Bible, that the true hope of believers lies in God's sovereign grace.
去睇到呢个世界上边有神呢个嘅恩典去统治呢个世界。
Right, so many examples. Just give you one. David. David's not a god. God, not a self-made man. David, King David, is a God-made man.
呢个大王系一个神所做嘅一个人。
Because how else would a little shepherd boy be picked out by God to rule Israel?
有几多个人会好似大卫咁由一个嘅牧童变成咗一个嘅君王呢？
David's defining attribute, though he was a sinner just like us, was faith in the greatness and power of God.
大卫同我一样都系一个普通嘅一个嘅罪人。
And so it must be with us today, followers of the Christ.
因为神的缘故，我哋可以去跟随佢。
Because the only way people will know about the Savior and what he's doing and what he will do is by Christians telling them.
因为唯有当一个基督徒去话俾人哋听身体力行嘅时候，让其他人去睇到神系点样。
So have you embraced the Christ as your king?
你今日有冇去抓住耶稣基督嘅恩典呢？
Micah's message, like so many of the prophets in the Bible, were to a troubled generation.
去尼嘉所写嘅当日嘅对象，就系一个满有困难忧患嘅一个世代。
And so what hope was there to escape their troubles?
有咩嘅对佢嚟讲点样样？有咩嘅盼望令佢哋去从呢个世上嘅困难走出嚟咧？
Don't make Israel's mistake.
唔好去好似以色列人嗰个嘅重复佢哋嘅错。
They were looking for worldly strategies, compromise, allegiance that would enable them to survive.
以色列当日想靠住呢个人嘅方法，靠住呢个联盟去揾佢哋嘅解决嘅方法。
Micah replies then says, "Remember the baby. Remember Bethlehem. Remember little David. They trusted the power of God and prevailed."
佢提尼加提醒帮我哋信嘅系信好，我哋谂翻起好似大卫，谂翻起呢个嘅伯利恒，谂翻起一个无助嘅婴孩。
Because the Bible, page after page after page, tells us believers triumph not in your own strength.
佢话呢个嘅人嘅得到救赎唔系靠住自己嘅能力。
But because God has provided for you.
A
mighty Savior. This is truly good news. In a world that needs to hear it from you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word.
And
it's truly amazing that a prophet can prophesy many years prior of the birth of Christ.
And
we thank you that the Christ is the King of Kings. But we don't see that now because there's more darkness than light. Because Jesus hasn't come back again. Then all will bow.
And
all will submit. And know that Jesus is King.
Oh
Lord, I pray that we would not delay. That we would be true followers of Christ
today.
Because we don't know when Jesus will come back to rule and bring judgment on the world. We look forward to that day of restoration and renewal.
我们去等待耶稣基督将这个世界重复回以前那样,
where even the trees will sing for joy.
这个树木都可以欢呼歌唱.
We pray that Jesus would be King of many lives here today.
让我们祈祷今日神会是成为在座之中很多人的心里面的王.
And we ask that humbly in the name of Christ.
奉主耶稣基督名求.
Amen.
Amen.